Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio.
We spot hitchhikers. If you look out for them, you'll see them everywhere now. But it's mostly on the on-ramp onto a highway. Or is that an off-ramp? That's an on-ramp. On-ramp onto the highway. Either someone just standing there with the finger or a thumb out. Or holding a piece of torn
or the hand
cardboard.
Signs. Or the different hand signs.
Well, I think the different hand signs might also be hand signs for taxis.
For taxis,
which means you're waiting for an official. There's a difference between someone waiting for a taxi and someone bumming a ride. Hitchhiking.
Mm.
So, and normally it's a piece of cardboard that says, you know, the initials or the registration plate of the next town or city that they want to go to. So, the question is, do you still pick up hitchhikers? I know back in the day I used to do it all the time, but then I just don't.
It's dangerous now, though. So, for me, it's yes and no. If I see a go-go in Kloof, needs to go to a taxi rank, and I'm on my way to gym, I take it to the taxi rank.
Yeah.
That I do.
Okay.
But I don't feel like that is dangerous. But if I'm driving to Vryheid and I go past Balita on the freeway and there's someone with the NV, I ain't picking your ass up.
But that would be perfect.
No, but I'll tell you why. Because we've seen these stories so many times.
They're unaccounted.
Like, we read Isoles and you pick someone up and then, oh, yeah, please drop me off there in a show. As you drop them off, there's a car there, they hijack you. Or it's a.
Can we just go back to the Gogo one, right?
Yes, Gogo.
So you turn into the streets there, and I know they're in West. Right, Gogo's waiting there. And then you pick her up and you take her to the rack. Then the next day, you just drive straight past Gogo because she looks at you, she recognizes you in the car, and she goes,
"New day, fam."
No. If I'm not in a rush and I can, I'm gonna accommodate Gogo.
So 5 days a week, you're picking up
Gogo
now.
I will do that.
And
but she mustn't wait for me. Please.
Okay. Kerry, how do you feel about this?
Yeah, I'm a picker-upper. I'm also not long distance, and I'll only, and if it's a woman, no, I don't even question. But specifically, if I'm going in that direction and someone's walking, I actually will stop the car and be like, Sissy, we are. And then they'll be like, I'm going to the taxi rank, I'm going to Checkers or wherever. And I'm like, do you want a lift?
Interesting.
So that's.
You pick up boy hitchhikers as well?
Only if, like, obviously, if there's guys that work in the property that I live at and I know them, like, there's two guys specifically
that
I.
Really
and then if they're walking in a group, then I'll be like, everyone can. And now, I mean, obviously, now when I've got the double cab, it's like, I don't know if I'm allowed to. I think
hitchhiking, let's go with, like, most random person on the side of the road. People that work in your building.
Yeah,
you know
everybody
them.
Know, giving a ride. It's literally, do you see someone randomly needs a ride, do you stop and pick
them up? I don't stop on a freeway, but if it's like the prom road, one that you know someone's walking in one direction, 100% I'll pick you up. I've got space in my car.
You know what I can see?
What?
I can see Kerry doing. She'll pick up someone here in Umklanga. They've got a sign saying they want to go to Richards Bay.
Yeah.
And she'll pick them up and drop them off by Mkloti, where there's no traffic. So they can't get picked up. And then they have to catch a ride back to Umklanga.
To be fair, Jared, I have had people tell me, it's okay, Sissy. I have people tell me, no, thank you. So that's a bit embarrassing.
That's the true story.
That has happened. Okay. More than once.
All right, so I'd love to know from you, right? Do you pick up hitchhikers? Why? Or why not?
I used to do it a lot. I once saw a lady being harassed by some men in a car, and I quickly grabbed her and took her to where it was safe. But unfortunately, it's very unpleasant nowadays. You know, you get a long sob story in the car about all their troubles, and you know, when we're all living very frugally and trying to make ends meet. And a few times I've picked up people who've actually lied, bought them groceries, I've done all sorts, and I've found out later that those same people have told other stories.
Yeah. Good morning, team! Definitely. I would pick up a person because I used to hitchhike myself before I had my own car. So to save money, I would hitchhike and pay 50 rand instead of 150 rand.
Every day on my way to work, I go past the toll gates. There's always people there, different types of people, men, women with children, go-go's, going different directions, and I don't stop.
Yeah, stupid me did it 2 years ago, and the guy tried to steal my cell phone. I almost dropped him off at the nearest police station.
Yeah.
So, I won't do that anymore. You really can't do it these days.
Hmm.
It's too much of a risk.
Yeah. I just get that overwhelming sense that it's just too much of a risk. I really wish I could help out, but I can't. Listen, my older brother, is single-handedly responsible for eliminating hitchhikers off a long strip of road in Joburg called, it used to be DF Milan.
Yeah.
It would take you from Honeydew to Cresta and then through to Hillbrow, right? Long stretch of road. It's now called Bayers Nordia.
Oh, okay, Bayers Nordia.
Yeah. Anyone driving to Joburg, when you've reached DF Milan, you've sort of, okay, we're in Joburg now.
Yeah.
And he used to go late at night, pick up hitchhikers just for fun. It was
for fun.
For fun. because he used to have an old VW Beetle, a yellow 1400 VW Beetle.
Yeah.
You know, where anyone could service your own Beetle. The, the parts were interchangeable.
Yes.
But the gear lever used to slip right out. And then you'd put it back in and wiggle it, then find the gear, and then you'd change gears. He would pick up a hitchhiker at the top of the hill and then be going down the hill at like 80, 90 kilometers an hour. You know, the top speed of a Volkswagen.
Yeah.
And a Beetle, at least.
Yeah.
And then he'd pull the gear lever out and he'd go,
Shame.
And then suddenly, you know, one night we were out looking for hitchhikers and there were none. None to be seen.
Oh.
No, they were hiding because of the car. That's what they
Not this one, not this one.
Oh, hitchhikers, yeah. Well, anyway, guys, thank you for sharing with us this morning.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.